That's the sound of students at Sonora Middle School in Springdale during their physical education class. One of their teachers is Jessica Olson. And in a first for the Springdale School District, Olson is of Marshallese descent in a city that has one of the largest populations of Marshallese outside the Marshall Islands. There are about 12,000 Marshallese living in Northwest Arkansas. Most of them live in Springdale and attend Springdale schools. And now, nearly 40 years after the first large migration of Marshallese to Arkansas, Olson is teaching in the school district where she herself went to school. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek spoke with her about what that is like.
So you were born in Guam, moved to the Marshall Islands, and then eventually you moved to Springdale. So can you tell me a little bit about that journey, how that all happened?
My mom was born and raised in the Marshall Islands. And then when we lived over there, she was a teacher over at the high school over there. And my dad, he's originally from Wisconsin. And then he moved over there and became a principal. And I guess that's where they met, so.
Did he tell you why he decided to move to the Marshall Islands?
I'm not sure, really. He was in the Navy for a little bit, so I think he had been to Guam and he was familiar with that territory. But he had also done Peace Corps work before, and I think that was maybe part of it. He went and taught there and then decided to stay there and become a principal of the new school that was over there.
Why did you end up moving to Springdale?
My mom has family here, so that was one of the main reasons that we moved here.
You were in second grade, so that was how many years ago, about?
It was 2001. I remember that because it was when 9/11 happened.
So around that time, was there a large Marshallese population in Springdale at that point?
Yeah, there was. Well, I remember our house where we lived. We lived around some Marshallese people when we lived on this side of town.
I know you were very young when you were growing up in the Marshall Islands, but can you kind of describe to me sort of the lifestyle?
One of the things is I remember having to ride taxis. Taxis are basically, the main mode of transportation there. And I think when I was younger, it was 25 cents a taxi ride, but right now it's 75. Over there, you have to have Wi-Fi to be able to talk to people. So when you're out on the island, people are talking to each other. So that's the main thing that I miss, instead of over here when you go out and eat with somebody and you see people on their phones all the time. So the community is really important over there. Living by your friends, being able to go home after school and play outside. I think the main crime there is just stealing. So it's a safe place and parents let you go outside until dark and play around. So that was cool. The transition from the Marshall Islands to here was completely different. They don't have stoplights over there. The schools are different too. They're a lot bigger here, and just trying to make friends and I guess fit in would be a good term. Yeah, culturally it's completely different.
So when you came here, you kind of described a little bit of the changes or the differences that you kind of noticed immediately. What do you think are sort of the biggest challenges between the Marshallese and people in Springdale to understand each other? What's sort of the biggest challenge, do you think?
Definitely adapting to the culture here, because they're completely different. Over there, it's a lot of family stuff, and the boys have more privileges, I guess, or more rights than the women do. Coming over here, the women they've got a whole lot of jobs that they can choose from. Education over here is also better. The colleges over there, I think they're just 2 years, and you can come over here and get a four-year degree and find a good job. So those are the main things that I can think about, just the cultural stuff.
And sort of the family structures are a little bit different over there, right?
Yeah, if you go to a family party, even here, you'll see, they'll have tons of people. You think of a family reunion, maybe over here, I guess 20 people, but for a Marshallese family reunion, you'd have hundreds of people and a ton of food going around. That's probably one of my favorite things about the culture, is just that close-knit group.
Is there a whole lot of opportunity for people on the Marshall Islands, or is that kind of a struggle?
Yeah, it's more of a struggle. It's very limited. You kind of have to know somebody or be in that line of work for a while, whereas over here you can start your own way of living.
What have you noticed about Marshallese children that you've worked with here, especially since you were a student yourself, and you had to kind of, assimilate to a different cultural situation?
The main thing that I'm trying to do is change the students' point of view, because right now I think that their main goal is just to graduate high school and then join the workforce. And over here we've got Georges and Tyson, and I know a large population, Marshallese population, they work in those industries. So I'd like to show the kids that they don't just have to stop at the high school level, and there's opportunity for them to go to college, because just from talking to some of them when I did after school program here, they thought it was amazing that I went to college as a Marshallese. They told me that they didn't think they were able to. I don't know if it was just a financial thing and they don't know much about that, or they just see their family all the way down the line and they think that that's kind of what they need to do in their life. I just want to kind of change their views on that.
And on top of that, you're also a woman. Do you get a lot of girls kind of responding to that, kind of looking forward in their lives?
Yeah, I have a lot of the Marshallese girls. They always come up to me and not bug me, but they'll always come up and kind of try to annoy me a little bit, and they know they can push the boundaries with me. But that's just a sign to me that they're comfortable with me, which is what I want. But I want to also show them that I'm their teacher and I can push them to do things. I don't want them to think that that good rapport with them stops there. I want to show them that I expect more out of them and that they can do more.
So you've been back since moving to Springdale, correct? Mm-hmm. What are the changes you've seen yourself? I know climate change is sort of a big thing, you know, the rising sea levels. Is that something you've seen as a potential threat to that island nation?
Yeah, there's a lot of talk that maybe 30 years down the line that the islands won't exist anymore and they're going to have to move somewhere. So you're already seeing families planning for that and coming over here.
Have you seen changes yourself from the time you left to the visits you've made over the years?
When I was little, I remember it being a lot bigger and the island being wider. So I've actually seen some of it, and I've gotten to experience the king waves that have come in during some of the storms, and that was scary. That washed several fishing boats up to shore. Sea walls have been knocked down. So yeah, I mean, I've seen the changes. It's really evident.
Going forward, as a teacher, what's sort of your goal here? Obviously with all your students, but also sort of the Marshallese student population. What are you kind of hoping to achieve over the next few years that you're here?
I want to develop a good rapport with them first, because a lot of them see me. I'm only half, so they see me and they don't know I'm Marshallese. I want to maybe go up to them and say hi to them in Marshallese, which is Yakwe. So I'll maybe talk to them in Marshallese, and then they turn their head and they're like, whoa, how does this girl know Marshallese? And then I'll tell them I'm half, and then they think it's cool and they kind of relate to me more. So just taking interest in them is the first step that I would do, because they'll give back that interest. But yeah, I'd like to develop a way of getting my students, like I said earlier, to have those views and shoot for the stars.
Yeah, I'm sure they're always, I bet they're really surprised when they hear a teacher speak their language, since it's so different. Can that be a barrier when students come to school? That language barrier, it's just so different, I think, than English.
I think, like you said, the biggest barrier is actually for the parents, because the students that have been born here, they know it, so they have to translate for their parents. And it's hard to communicate that way because the students are shy. It's a really shy culture.
So what makes the Marshallese language so different from English?
When they speak, it's kind of like, I would describe it as a river. When they speak, you can't really hear where the words break up. If you're not familiar with the language, it kind of all flows together. So you're like, whoa, what's going on? One word that's kind of difficult, that was really difficult for me to learn anyways, is it's nga. And it's kind of like saying the ng and ing, like the way you have to place your tongue is super different if you're not used to it.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was Jessica Olson, the Springdale School District's first teacher of Marshallese descent, talking with Ozarks at Large's Zuzana Sitek. Olson says she plans to go back to the Marshall Islands at some point as a teacher.